This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to speak to a Palestinian leader about protecting the rights and the safety of individual Palestinians. Protecting them from whom? Protecting them from the Palestinian Authority. We'll be speaking to Bassem Eid coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Before we do, we can talk about individual rights here. And is there a violation going on of the basic right to self-expression, which is the most fundamental of all American rights, and, of course, enshrined in the First Amendment of the Constitution? Some individuals claim there is, through an effort by the Biden administration to try to, for the sake of promoting vaccines, to limit information about vaccines. Is that a legitimate gripe? If you believe that it is, if you believe that you can't get the information you need about the availability of vaccines and the importance of getting vaccines, it would be very possible for you to give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. The director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, actually said right now that this was the key question about putting an end to the pandemic and moving beyond it. This is clip number five from CDC Director Walensky. Listen.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk. And communities that are fully vaccinated are generally faring well.
Okay, generally faring well, but there aren't many communities that are fully vaccinated right now. It has stalled in various places. And by the way, they are now putting restrictions on travel from states, particularly Arkansas and Missouri, not because they're prejudiced against people from very, very conservative states, but they're putting those limitations because there's so few people in Missouri and in Arkansas who are vaccinated. And the levels of infection right now and continued spread of COVID-19 are so very high. This is the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Murthy, who says that one of the reasons for this very high level of a concern about vaccines is because it's directly related to the stalling of progress in reducing the number of people requiring hospitalization, treatment, and even facing life-threatening illness because of COVID-19. This is Dr. Murthy, the Surgeon General, clip two.
I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. And while those threats have often been related to what we eat, drink, and smoke, today we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health. Health misinformation is false, inaccurate, or misleading information about health, according to the best evidence of the time. And while it often appears innocuous on social media apps, on retail sites, or search engines, the truth is that misinformation takes away our freedom to make informed decisions about our health and the health of our loved ones. During the COVID-19 pandemic, health misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks in high-risk settings. It's led them to turn down proven treatments and to choose not to get vaccinated. This has led to avoidable illnesses and death. Simply put, health information has cost us lives.
That's Dr. Murthy. And you can understand, it seems to me, why people who have dedicated their lives to actually trying to make the country healthier and to keep people safer would be deeply frustrated by all of the polling now that shows that there are about, and it's not just Republicans, but there are between 20 and 30% of Americans who say no, they do have no intention of getting vaccinated. So clearly, it is not a possibility to have President Biden send people door to door begging them to get vaccines, which was a bad idea anyway, and I'm not sure he meant it literally. They really haven't planned anything like that. But it's also a problematic situation to try to say that you're going to censor people for saying things that are irresponsible. I mean, the traditional way that you deal with something that is profoundly irresponsible is you let it appear, you identify the source, and then you put a corrective right next to it from a real source. But there are reports now that they are doing more than that, and it's greatly concerning that the government is actually working with Facebook and with social media and actually coordinating those kinds of pieces of false information that the government or governmental agencies would want to have flagged. Now, the difficulty over here is that this is exactly at the center of the lawsuit that Donald Trump is putting together now. He's suggesting that there is a freedom of speech issue involved with what they cover on the social media, despite the fact they're private businesses, if they are coordinating their messages with a given government. Because you might feel okay about them coordinating messages with the Biden government, but you wouldn't feel so great if there was another Trump regime, if that was coordinated with social media. As a matter of fact, they seem to have come awfully close to that for Trump during the Trump campaign in 2016. It turns out that over at Facebook, they were actually sending people coordinating advertising with the Trump campaign and sharing information with them about their algorithms about what was going to work. Now, all of this goes to how appropriate and how necessary it should be for there to be some distance between governmental operations and the operation of big social media. This is Jen Psaki today, the White House press secretary, in her morning briefing. Talking about, yes, the Biden administration is flagging problematic posts. Listen. Number 11.
First, we are in regular touch with these social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff, but also members of our COVID-19 team. Given, as Dr. Murthy conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
Again, we're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. It might be entirely appropriate for them to flag problematic posts that appear on Facebooks, but the prior restraint idea, in law school, one of the things that they are particularly concerned about when it comes to free speech is what they call prior restraint, not responding to speech, but actually shutting it off. And honestly, the White House press secretary and the administration needs to be more cautious and more respectful of that distinction. Speaking of being respectful of distinctions, there's a Palestinian leader who says, look, you have to make distinctions in favor of liberty regardless of which side you're on. We'll be right back with Basim Eid coming up on the MedVet Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Basim Eid, who is a very well-known political analyst, author. He's a commentator and somebody who offers an unvarnished view of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. A Palestinian who was born in East Jerusalem while it was still controlled by the nation of Jordan. He has worked as an investigator and a reporter for B'Tselem, which is an Israeli organization devoted to defending Palestinian rights. I know that you're concerned now, Bassem, very prominently with violation of Palestinian rights by the Palestinian Authority. What has been happening recently?
Yes, unfortunately, I think that the human rights picture under the Palestinian Authority is very disturbing. I don't think that the human rights issue even ever appeared on the agenda of the Palestinian Authority. As you might know, just 3 weeks ago, a friend of mine called Nizar Banat, who was a political activist in the area of Hebron, in the West Bank. He was also very critical towards the corruption of the Palestinian Authority. 3 weeks ago, the Palestinian Authority decided to arrest him. Security forces went after midnight to his house, trying to arrest him by force. He was beaten severely in front of the eyes of his children, and unfortunately, he died. He got injured very severely while they took him to the hospital. Unfortunately, he died in the hospital. I think that it is a tragic case. Unfortunately, the international community still keeping silence on such kind of a severe violation, while Europe, in the meantime, all the time calling for democracy, for human rights, for pluralism. Unfortunately, there is no one voice came out from the European leaders towards the case of Nizar Banat.
Okay, what is possible here? I know people had some hope, at least a few months ago, about the first Palestinian election in, 14, 15 years. There is no election, no election scheduled. Abu Mazen Mahmoud Abbas is the Palestinian president, is 85 years old. What is the future for the authority of the Palestinian Authority? In other words, many of us, and I think you're probably one of them, would like to see progress in negotiations between Israeli and the Palestinians. How is that possible under the current circumstances?
Unfortunately, as you might know, we the Palestinians, considering ourselves under the current Palestinian leadership, that there is no future under the leadership. I think that our situation became more and more complicated at the time. As you mentioned, Mahmoud Abbas declared on the elections, and the same Mahmoud Abbas is the one who canceled the elections. Mahmoud Abbas is functioning like any other Arab leader in this world, considering his own people as his own property. He is allowed to do whatever he wants without any kind of, let's say, accountability from the international community. Now, towards the future of the Palestinians, it's a completely unknown future. And I believe that it's not going to be a quiet period while Abbas will pass away. I used to say all the time, with Abbas is a problem, but without Abbas, it might be a tragedy. As you might know, the Fatah government right now is separated to five or six different parties. They are fighting internally between each other. As you might know, each Fatah member would love to be the coming president of the Palestinians, and I believe that a big chaos might take place after Abbas will pass away, and nobody right now sure who is going to be the successor of Abbas. So we have a completely unknown future towards our future.
What about the hope that many people feel for the very first time in the history of Israel? Part of the government of Israel is an Arab Islamist party called Ra'am. Is that gives some hope of at least some movement toward peace through this current Israeli government?
I must have to say that it is a very courageous step from the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and from the leader of the Ra'am party, Mansour Abbas. You know that in the past 10 days of May, during the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, unfortunately, the coexistence between the Israeli Arabs and the Jews unfortunately completely destroyed. We saw a couple of hundreds of Palestinians how they really practiced the violence on the streets, burning synagogues, killing their neighbors. And I really hope that the joining of Ra'am party in the current government, in the coalition of the current government, I hope that that's at least will keep the Israeli Arab street more quiet, more calm, and I hope that such kind of participation of the Israeli Arab party in the government will try to improve even the situation and mainly the coexistence between the Israeli Arabs and the Jews.
One quick question, because we're just about out of time. There have been accusations from Europe that Israel is withholding COVID-19 vaccinations against the Israeli Arabs, that they are not allowing it. Do you have something perspective on that?
This is a very big lie. I am as a Palestinian. I am not an Israeli citizen, by the way. I am an Israeli resident. I already vaccinated twice during December.
Well, I'm very glad for you and very pleased to have Bassem Eid on our show. More you can find out about him at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another major heat wave this weekend. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across the Mountain West and into Canada starting on Saturday, with record highs possible through Monday in parts of Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Forecasters saying daytime highs will be 30 degrees above average for mid-July and could contribute to the spreading of wildfires in the west. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott isn't backing down in his fight with Democrats who have left the state and are not doing their job in protest of a voting bill.
They can stay away as long as they want. I will continue calling special session after special session, so they can run, but they cannot hide.
The Democrats flew on a chartered plane to Washington, D.C. to stop the measure from advancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
From politics to pop culture,
pure energy,
and from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, we have two stories from the realm of education. And one of them is a new course listing. And it's listed under Africana Studies, which is, they used to call Black Studies. At one point they called African American Studies. Now it's Africana Studies. And this is from Davidson College, which is a very expensive, very elite school. It is not a historically black college or university, but they do have an Africana department. And that Africana department is now offering a class described as hashtag abolish the police. And that is meant to enlist black and political feminist theories and social and political philosophies to critically examine and think through issues of race, criminalization, incarceration, police militarization, predictive policing, surveillance, and domestic security. Sound like the kind of course you want to sign up for immediately? I would guess probably not, and you may not if you go to Baltimore City schools. You may not actually be able to sign up for courses at Davidson College. This has actually retired a certain amount of attention, and it deserves that attention. I think it's important that it receive it. It turns out they've come out with a new study, that shows that in the most recent school year, the one just concluding, in 2021, there are 20,500 public high school students in the city of Baltimore. Those students
20,500 students, 41% of them, nearly half, received a grade average of D or less. Can you imagine? Baltimore City Schools has reached an alarming low in student performance, a project Baltimore has learned. During the first three quarters of this year, nearly half of all high school students in city schools earned a grade point average below a D. Now, before the pandemic, it was a little bit better, but still horrifying. Before 2019, it was 24% who were below a D. The candidate for city council president last year was named Giovanni Patterson, and he ran on a platform that included accountability in education. They take, he said. Yet despite the amount of money they get, we don't see much change. Our schools outspend 97% of other major school districts. In other words, they spend as much for Baltimore students, more than they do around the country. That was during a 2020 campaign ad. He lost, by the way. What he said about the schools was, he said, Giovanni Patterson, he said, this is terrible. This is just further perpetuating a cycle of poverty and despair. And see, what's so tremendously concerning to me about all of this is like that Davidson College story. They're very concerned about studying inequality. Very, very deeply concerned about studying how you get to equity. But the way you do it, the most common way, the most effective way, the most reliable way is by doing well in school, for God's sake, providing a decent education. And you simply cannot say that this is somehow a racial problem, that the people who are running the Baltimore School District, who are virtually all African-American, it is not completely dominated by white teachers or anything of the kind. Like the Baltimore Police Department, it's heavily black. Baltimore is heavily black. And what a shame it is that in a situation like that, the concern should continue to be to look at the issue of slavery, the issue of inequality, the issue of history. How does that help people move forward in life if they have a D average or less? If you have a full third of people, they have the entire story is horrifying. And the fact that it is not taken seriously, it seems to me, is and that it is attention is diverted into issues of politics and discussing the meaning of racism. There's also an article that is part of this story. It says one student in the city passed three classes in 4 years. In the course of 4 years, he was taking a total of a full year of 12 different classes. He passed three of them. He ranked at the top half of his class with are you ready for this? A 1.0 is a grade point average where you're averaging a D. It means you got some Ds, maybe even got a C, but you got a bunch of Fs, but still it's 1.0. But he passed near the top half of his class with a 0.13 GPA. In other words, 0.1. He failed basically everything, and he passed near the top of his class because he passed, I believe in this case, two classes. City Council President in Baltimore, his name is Nick Mosby. He's the guy who defeated Giovanni Patterson in the election. Is reportedly under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice concerning campaign finances, business, and tax records. Project Baltimore emailed and called Mosby's office requesting an interview to discuss the numbers of the GPAs for the students. They never heard back. They don't care, man. They come from the same environment. Nick Mosby is a product of Baltimore City Schools. Brendan Scott is a product of Baltimore City Schools, and they see what's going on. This is Giovanni Patterson again. And they see what's going on, but then when you bring this to them, they don't care. They don't care at all. You have to raise the standard. And raising the standard and making sure that money that is poured into a very expensive city school district actually goes to allowing students to have some kind of meaningful education before you start debating critical race theory or anything about the so-called anti-racism agenda. The best anti-racism agenda is graduating from high school. Okay? And then going on. And then going on, according to a powerful new piece, I'm very eager to speak to the author. It's a piece about how what is called community college, used to be called in a derisive way junior college, it costs about, for the same classes, the same record of achievement. In other words, if you go for your first 2 years at community college and you get, you're doing coursework there and you do the coursework successfully, and then later after 2 years at community college you apply to a four-year university, do you get full course credit for the classes you took at community college? And yet the cost of those classes is one-tenth. Why don't more people consider it? We will get to that issue and more coming up on the MedVent Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, want to remind you about the opportunity to get part of our new Medhead Plus service, a brand new service where you not only get to be able to download at any time you want, 24/7, this entire show, commercial-free, anytime, anywhere you want it, not only do you get that, but you also get access to our entire MedVed History Store library. When we were selling this, we actually sold a lot of them because you're talking about well over, let's say it comes to about 200 hours of material, and it's the entire pageant of American history. And we were selling it at, it was close to $1,000 for the full library on CDs or on downloads, or you got it on a thumb drive. And it was available to you that way for a lot of money. And then we had several sales at the times that where it was closer to $500. How about free? You join as a MedHead, and even that is reduced 20%. You join for an entire year, and you can download any of these history programs anytime you want it. It's a great program. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner to become a MedHead Plus. And I met a number of MedHead Plus people when I was there at the Reagan Library earlier this week, on day before yesterday, on Wednesday, Bastille Day. But check this out. Go to michaelmedved.com as soon as you can. And talking about educational bargains, there's a piece by a guy named Aaron Rasmussen. I don't know who he is, but I'm eager to speak to him. He is a co-founder of Masterclass and CEO and founder of Outlier.org. And he says, I've had an almost comically varied career path, founding companies in education, robotics, and beverages. The most surprising part of my resume is the most mundane. I went to community college. And so did a lot of really brilliant people and very, very successful people. And this is such an important message, and I'm so glad his piece appeared in Wall Street Journal, and I'm eager to have him on. He writes, for me, the logic was simple. I saved thousands of dollars, and the credits counted exactly the same
as those from Boston University, from which I ultimately earned a bachelor's degree in computer science and communications. In other words, he got the advantage of a great education just at a tiny fraction of the cost. Because Boston University, if you get in, and he got in after he completed 2 years at community college, can be a very expensive school. Community colleges are not. As the son of a school teacher, he writes, the savings meant the world to me. And they mean the world to plenty of other students all across the United States. Community college tuition costs roughly one-tenth what an average private four-year university costs, even less when you figure in on-campus housing. And what he's talking about there is because it's community college, most people live at home or they live off-campus. On-campus housing, when you're paying for meals and you're paying for room and board, that helps contribute to the average student debt. The average graduate of a four-year college and university in this country graduates with $38,000 in debt. That's a tough, tough weight to carry after 4 years when you're just starting out. And he's saying, while financial aid can reduce private tuition bills, it can also make community college nearly free. According to the American Association of Community Colleges, of all people starting off in their first year after high school, 39% of those people go to community college and start out there and do very well. We have members of our own family who followed that path, which makes all the sense in the world, as you go to community college. By the way, compared to a prestigious big public university, four-year university, your chances are you'll have smaller classes at community college. You can get more personal attention, and you can do incredibly well, as this guy did. And it really is something worth considering. And he goes on and points out there's a stigma on community colleges because people used to call it junior college and somehow is less. And he says this stigma stems from worries about how employers might view community college credits. This concern is totally misguided, writes Aaron Rasmussen. Labor market data show a two-year associate's degree from a community college delivers a significant boost in lifetime income to students. After 2 years, students who want to earn a bachelor's degree can simply transfer to a traditional four-year college or university where they'll go to class alongside the same students who paid the full price for 4 years. In the process, they can save between $12,000 and $54,000. The average student loan balance in the U.S. is $39,000. This means that we could ultimately reduce new student debt in the U.S. by doing nothing more than normalizing community college for the first 2 years of undergraduate studies. Okay, this is so dramatically worth considering. Why? Because when you start out with deeply in debt, which you don't need to with this community college detour, if you will, he writes, college debt lowers students' chances of success and fulfillment. Paying less for a degree fundamentally changes your perspective on paying it. Paying too much shifts fresh grads' focus to their return on investment. When it's inexpensive to explore new pathways, higher education becomes more about what students want to study rather than how much money they might make in a specific major coming out to pay their debt. And then he tells the story about his mom, who had a very tough time. She only actually began community college when she was an adult. But then, because she followed that path, and it was financially feasible, it changed her life for the better. With having the opportunity to do that, why would you not? Well, there are a number of other things that we do have to do and pay attention to. One being when you're talking about forming your future, marijuana policy. We will be talking with Kevin Williamson of National Review, who has written a piece criticizing Chuck Schumer, who wants across the board for equity and justice reasons to get rid of restrictions from the federal government on marijuana. Now, Kevin Williamson doesn't think he's entirely wrong, but he has another approach. We will be discussing that coming up with him. And we will also be talking a little bit about a flavor ice cream you never thought you would need and you never thought you would miss, but just maybe you do. And a Texas Democrat, one of those heroic few and proud who ran away from Texas, he's now not comparing himself only to Braveheart, he's comparing himself to Abraham Lincoln. Really? I don't think that Abraham Lincoln ever, during his time in the Illinois legislature, and he spent a lot of time in the Illinois legislature, tried to run away from a vote. And then the infrastructure bill and inflation and basically the future of the U.S. economy, which relates, of course, to the new tax credits that are being sent out. They should be arriving with people already. Is that going to change the world over the next 6 months? Will it be permanent? Should it be permanent? And we will also be speaking a little bit about two new movies, both of which offer controversial religious themes. We'll get to that and to much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.